I'm fly, nigga. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Roxy Hayes, and welcome to Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. I'm here today with the homie, Joey Purse. Before we get into what the show is, Joey, let the people know who you are and all of that jazz.
My name is Joey Purse. I am a TikTok influencer. Yeah, I'm a TikTok influencer, and I play video games and stuff like that.
Don't you do stand-up?
Yeah, I do that too.
Okay. All right. So for those of you that are new to Bedtime Bitching, essentially what this is a fucking conversation. That's really it. I invite my friends and, yeah, just my friends. I don't bring people on here I don't like. And we rant and ramble about things that we hate, about things that we love, because love cannot coexist without hate. And when you're really passionate about things, there's something you don't like about it. Or even when you like stuff, there's something that you don't like about it. So me and Joey were talking, and Joey, what do you want to talk about today?
I really like the show My Hero Academia. I guess that's what I want to talk about.
What are these long-ass pauses you're taking? They're so dramatic pauses. So, yes, we're going to talk about My Hero. Is it Academia or Academia?
I don't know. I call it Academia.
I don't know either. That's why I'm going to look it up. I don't know. Fuck it. I had time to click. So My Hero Academia, one of them is what we're going to talk about today. Well, first of all, what do you like about the show? What do you like about the series?
I like most. I just like it.
What do you like about it?
I like the characters. I like the storylines. I don't know. I think it's just when I first started watching it, I thought it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Now it's just repetitive. But yeah, it's just I'm gonna still watch it though.
I feel like you childish and you like the violence. I think that's why you like it. You just like people fighting.
Yes and no. Because like Baki, I don't like Baki, and that's all they
be
doing.
I love Baki. We'll get to that.
It's too violent for me. I don't like it.
What? I love it. Rip his face off.
See, I don't like that.
Bomb his mouth.
Why you got to do all that?
Because why not?
It's unnecessary.
That's why I like it. Because at first I didn't like it either. I don't like gory stuff. But neither. I like Baki just because it's also just the fighting. I like the fighting. But yeah, so you like shonen shows type Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, which we'll talk about probably later. That's funny because you got the shirt on too. You weren't even expecting.
This was not supposed to happen. I got this shirt about a month ago, and I waited. This is the first time wearing it. I wanted to wait for the right occasion. I bought some pants that came in. They're too tight, and I got mad because I waited like 2 weeks for them. I was excited for them. But I luckily got another pair of pants. I forgot I had to match this. And it is. It's a My Hero shirt, UA High. It's a Bakugo baseball jersey. Bakugo is my favorite character.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Why?
Hey.
I really don't. But I got a show tonight, and I was like, yeah, I'm a flex on these hoes in this.
The anime drip.
I got these pair of shoes I ain't wearing like 3 years. Brought them out today, cleaned them. I'm excited. I
don't know what hit them. So you already said Bakugo is your favorite character.
Yeah.
Why is he your favorite character?
I find him funny. But now that I thought about.
Bakugo was an asshole.
It's crazy that you say that. Is because my girlfriend says that all of my favorite like influencers or characters are all assholes. And
except Goku.
Yeah, besides him, he's just a dumb asshole, I guess. He's putting everyone at jeopardy. So
he does put everybody in jeopardy. But he still saves them though. So it's just like
that's what she said. She's like, everyone you like is an asshole, but they're not like they're assholes you can tolerate. Like they're
not Bakugo. He's just an asshole.
No, yes, I would fight him. If I knew
I slide him, like, get the fuck out. Because he's that person. Like, he just, why are you in my face? Get out of my face.
I like his energy. I like what he brings to the table.
Menace energy.
Exactly. I like what he brings to the table. I want him on my team at all times. You got to have someone like that. And but when you said that, like, he's an asshole, is because I thought one of your, like, you said it makes sense. I thought of what they said about my brother on the basketball team, because the coach is a hothead and my brothers are hothead. And our cousin who plays on the team too said that, because a lot of people were surprised they never got into it yet. And they were like, they get along so well because they both crazy.
Because they're both crazy. Yeah. Like, that's why we're friends. Like, it's, you know, like, when something's wrong with you, you know something's wrong with somebody else. No matter, like, people could act however they want to act. You see that, you see it in their eyes. Like, when I meet people, I'm like, yeah, menace energy. It's something about you. It's menace energy. So, yeah, you like Bakugo. He's a dick. And it's also funny because who do you hate? He was talking so much shit before we started, y'all. Who is your least favorite character on the show?
See, my favorite started off as Deku, but he's now my least favorite.
That ain't the energy you was giving before. He was like, Deku.
Yeah, he is. He a bitch. He's soft, bro. It's like you want to call him pussy, but like he be wanting to fight.
Yeah, he come with the hands.
Fight. Yeah, but this dude,
why
always,
you don't like him?
Because he be whining. The same reason Bakugo don't like him. This dude always fucking whining. Like, shut the fuck up.
Bakugo's a whole bully, though. That's my thing. Like, it's like, yeah, but you've been calling him like a bitch since he was three, of course.
He really has, though.
You the one that gave him that fucked up nickname. Like, you
don't got no powers, you bitch ass.
Yo, it wasn't even his fault. Like, you
how are you and UA? You ain't got no fucking powers. Go back
you
and be a normie.
Shame that little boy for no reason. But he really does whine a lot. He does whine a lot. I feel like, I don't know, but he's strong though. And he's cute. He's adorable.
Yeah, fuck that. It's like with Pokemon. People be all like, oh, the cute one. Fuck that. I want the
Jigglypuff.
Oh. Yeah, I kicked the fuck out of Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff will whoop your ass. You better stop playing like Jigglypuff. Ain't got them hands. Jigglypuff got hands.
Jigglypuff gonna sing to me to make me go to sleep. Too bad, bitch. I got insomnia. Joke's on her. I kicked the fuck out of Jigglypuff.
You go to therapy. Jigglypuff gonna take you to therapy. Here's the BetterHelp app, okay? Poor Jigglypuff.
I guess I never thought of that about Bakugo either. I don't like that he's a bully, because even though I tend to like assholes because I think they're funny, but I don't like bullies.
Yeah, like, get out of his face. I like people that are just, like, rude, but they don't go out of their way. They just are. Like, they just exist. And, like, if you say something to them, they'll say something to you, but they don't just, like, run up on you talking shit.
Yeah, I tolerate people like that, too. I don't
they
like.
They just chilling?
Yeah. 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 Like,
it's
like,
I was just sitting here.
I like people who be chilling. I typically don't like to hang out with dickheads, but if like, the dickhead, like, if it's, because I think there's different levels to dickheadness. Like, I feel like if like funny dickheads, I could take them, because they really don't mean nothing but to make people laugh. They really don't mean shit for real. But then, like, everything after that, I don't fuck with them.
But even with, like, the funny dickheads, it's still even within that realm is levels, because, like,
that's true.
I gotta be in a mood for your shit, because, like, sometimes they'll people like that, depending on the level of it, they'll try to make you the joke.
I'll
sock you the fuck out. You know, we comedians are like people that just roast for no reason. I don't like this shit. Like, stop talking to me.
Me neither.
I'm just sitting here. If I say something to you, are we talking and we have that rapport, that's different. But, like, just to motherfuckers just come in a room and start roasting, like, I'm gonna fight you. I can roast, but I don't feel like it. I'm gonna just punch you in the mouth. So let's just
not. That's how I feel.
You in the green room, he just come here. We don't work. Pussy, it's like, that's not even a joke.
Why are you here?
Yo,
who let this man in?
Who let you in? That's literally like him coming in and being like, oh yeah, you got diabetes. Like, that's what he does. He makes fun of, like, your ailment. That's why it's fucked up.
Bakugo speaks my thoughts.
Making fun of people's ailments?
I don't make fun of people. I'm just talking about in general. Like, when he be calling people trash, yeah, I be thinking that all the time. Why are you here? You fucking suck. Just listen to me. I'll take care of everything.
And then he don't even be winning all the time. That's why he made me mad. He be getting washed. That's also why he get on my fucking nerves. He talks so much shit and be getting fucking washed. Get his ass whooped. And it's like, bro, you call everybody else weak and pussy and you got your ass beat.
You know, you win some, you lose some. Can't win them all.
No, he loses a lot.
He's still, what, the number? He's like the strongest one in his class, though.
Of children. Like, he be getting washed. All right, and he's not even the strongest.
You'll see. Just wait till they become adults. You'll see.
Oh, and he's still going to get his ass whooped.
Wait till they get in the field. You'll see.
Still going to get his ass
whooped. You will see. He don't get his ass whooped now. What do you mean?
He definitely does.
What do you mean? Just take his losses away. He never loses.
Not how anything works at all. Hate it. So other than Deku, what don't you like about My Hero?
I don't like Todoroki.
Why? I love Todoroki.
I think Todoroki's lame as fuck. I think
you're a hater. You're a hater.
I don't think he has personality to him.
He has trauma.
All right. He ain't got no personality.
He does.
His personality is pain. No.
It is.
No.
He be so sad.
He do. Fuck out of here.
He got burned.
That's on him.
How?
What that got to do with us? Like, brighten your fucking day. Smile, bitch.
He was burned by his father. What's fun about that?
Years ago. Get over it. When you talking to us anyway.
Yeah, nope. I'm getting you that BetterHelp app because that's not how you get over it. You burned by the person that's supposed to love you and take care of you. Fuck
yeah,
you.
I mean,
fine.
Yeah, you got trauma. Keep that trauma over there. Like, keep it on that side. When you over here, make that frown upside down. What are you talking about?
You know what? You don't say that shit to Naruto. With his sad swinging ass.
Because I beat Naruto ass. I don't fuck with Naruto.
Naruto beat your ass.
Yeah, all right. Hold up. See? I don't know where it's at. I just had it. I think it's over there, but I don't want to leave. Oh, it's right on it's on the chair. Would you mind if I grabbed it real quick?
Grab what? You get it?
This prop.
Okay, they're not gonna, you know, most of it's gonna be audio, so they're not gonna get to see it anyway.
Well, it's a gun. He ain't beating no bullets.
Oh, that poor gun.
It's a fake gun, but like, still.
But he definitely can beat it.
No, he's not gonna beat me with a real gun. That's just symbolism of what it is.
So you didn't even need to get it at all. You could have just did your hand like a gun.
I actually wanted it, though.
Okay. So you don't like Todoroki because you feel like he doesn't have personality. But he's strong, though.
So?
You get on my nerves. You know what?
Uh-huh.
Your standards be changing. So what first it's like, oh, he weak. I don't like him because he weak. And it's like, well, he's strong, but he don't have no personality. What do you want?
Well, it's not that. No. It's not that I don't like Deku because I think of him as weak, because I don't. I find him to be annoying. That is why I started to dislike him. I think he's annoying. I like Bakugo because I like his energy. I fuck with his personality, except that when he really be bullying, even though I think it's funny because it's not real. And I just be like, yeah, I likes that. He can't do no wrong to me in the show. But that's because they can all equally beat each other's ass. Now, if Deku couldn't beat his ass, I feel bad, but I don't, because he can get his ass beat at any moment.
Yeah, you can sock him out. Stop letting him talk.
Yeah, but Deku a bitch, so he let it happen. Like, it's on him.
Now that's blaming the victim.
Cause Deku know he got that All Might power and he's just gonna let someone talk to him in any kind of way.
I ain't gonna lie, dude, we get mad. I'm like, yo, beat his ass. You're All Might.
Exactly.
Like, why are you letting him talk to you like that? Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way. I'm letting him talk to you like that. And I'm All Might.
Right.
Bitch, I'm going plus ultra on you and your moms. Right. Your whole family.
You're gonna make me break my fucking arm fucking with you type shit.
That arm be gone.
I'm gonna punch the shit out of you. But like, that's why I don't like Deku. It's not even exactly, it's actually bad because I get slightly irritated anytime I see a picture of that man. Like, that's how.
Really?
Yes. Anytime I see anything with Deku, I slightly get aggravated because like he annoys me. Like,
young Midoriya.
So I guess I do have some Bakugo in there, but
he don't even be doing shit. Yeah, you are. That's you are Bakugo. That's why you like him. That's definitely who you are. You see that man? He don't even be doing nothing, and you like, I hate you. I hate you for living. I hate you with your green ass hair, you bitch. And he's like, that's not my fault. I was born like this. Shut up, pussy.
That green hair is hard, but you a pussy. Fuck you.
That green hair is hard. That green hair is hard. You know what? Now I wanna do something. We're gonna keep talking. But while we're talking, we're about to take a Which My Hero Academia quiz. Are you?
Okay.
I wanna see which character we are. We're gonna continue to talk, but I wanna see.
I'm gonna get like some super side character like Red Riot.
we're about to find out. In fact, I just sent you the quiz. We're gonna do the quiz live just because I feel like anytime I do like this show or shows where, you know, we talk about stuff we like or don't like, it's very telling of like, you know, our personalities and who we are. You know, we tend to gravitate towards things that are relatable. And I'm telling you, like Bakugo, because you're an asshole. So I just sent Joey the link to the quiz. We're taking the BuzzFeed. The BuzzFeed quiz. And it says everyone's personality matches one character from My Hero Academia. Who are you? Okay, so first question. What would your friends describe you as?
Made me feel bad.
Okay, oh, God. Now, don't be looking sad. The video's going on Patreon. Fix your face.
I don't care. I'm sensitive, okay?
Big brat energy. Okay, definitely Bakugo. It's proving my point.
How is that? I'm not being a brat.
No, I'm just trying to make you sad. All right, which difference? So for yours, you need to pick soft after this conversation we just had. For what would your friends describe you as? Because I'm your friend, and I'm describing you.
And I ain't soft, man.
I'm gonna go with for mine. I'm going with caring. I'm pretty caring. Actually, let me refresh that. Nope. Not that I'm not caring. I do care.
Hey, I got a question. Can we run this quiz twice? Can we do how we would answer it and then how we would answer each other?
Oh, okay. Actually, yeah. Now I want to see. Okay. So, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that one. What would your friends describe you as? So for you, Joey, I'm picking stressed.
Yeah, I can see that. Because I have been.
What about for me?
You know, when we first met, I assumed you would be more aggressive. So I would like to say angry, but you're not shy. I think you can be emotionally soft. You just got to hit in the right places. Brave, I could see that. Caring, I can see that as well. You've told me how to get money out of people.
Oh my God.
Because you care. You care for me to not stay broke. I appreciate that. I'd say you're brave.
Oh, thank you. And I feel bad for picking stress. But you be stressed.
I do. I be stressed. I think too much. I think I can't even argue. I think too much about stuff.
He overthinks a lot. What do you like to do in your free time? Ooh. I was going to say get drunk for you, but it's not on here.
I don't. Okay. No, I really don't. I only do it on occasion.
You look so... Why you keep getting sad? Where are you fucking Todoroki? Everyone, that's why you don't like. That's why you don't like him. You're like, it's like looking in a mirror. Okay, so what do you do in your free time? I'm gonna go with what you need to do in your free time
is read.
No, I was gonna say practice my social skills. Is what you need to do. I'm gonna go with. I wish play video games is on here because that's watch TV. I'm gonna watch TV.
Out of all of these, what I like? Oh wait, am I supposed to be putting what you put right?
Yeah, you click the one I pick, and then I'm clicking the okay. one you pick. It was your idea.
Oh, shit. I done fucked up.
Refresh it.
Wait, hold up. So, for the first one, what did you do? Did you hit stressed or brave?
I hit brave.
Damn, I hit brave. Let me change.
Okay. Refresh it.
I changed it.
It
I changed
was his
it.
Idea, y'all.
Definitely was. Okay, so I hit
sometimes,
watch
you know,
TV,
we be
right?
biased. Yeah, we're biased to ourselves, so this actually is good.
Okay. And what TV. You should do.
Well, no, what do I like to do?
Oh, what do you like to do? I say hang out. Oh, no, read. You like to read. You like to read, for
I
sure.
Like, I was like, who I be hanging out with?
Yeah, you fucking bookworm-ass nerd. You book nerd.
I'm reading 100 books this year. I didn't get to my goal last year. I only did 30. I've already okay. read 7 books this month, so I'm definitely going to hit my goal this year.
You literate okay. motherfucker.
What is your favorite color? Is your favorite color orange?
I will put that down.
You wear orange a lot. You.
No, I don't.
I've seen you in orange several times.
You probably have. No, you know.
The you Goku don't. Stuff. And then it was a shirt was you Goku sent stuff. With your logo on it that was orange. And it's a couple times I've seen you in orange or red.
No, the yeah. shirt I sent was blue, but the logo was orange.
There we go. Okay.
Because it was the Can You Beat Goku thing. It was Dragon Ball.
No, it was a juice one, too.
I didn't send you that.
How did I know about it?
You probably saw it online.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I do have one in an orange shirt, but orange is not my favorite color.
Oh. What is it?
I would
is it
say,
red?
I would say yours is... Jeez, I can see all of these besides black being yours. Maybe not blood red. You don't seem like you would like darker colors as your favorite.
Racist.
See, here's this overthinking. This is very
see,
hard.
I told you I was stressed. He stressed over a color.
I don't want to say it's pink. I kind of want to say yellow or red. I'm going to go yellow because it's outside the box and you are... a random person.
I do like yellow. I do like yellow.
But no, my favorite color, I have my favorite color would be blue. I have a lot of blue.
Wait, blue's not even on here. That's crazy.
No, it's not. It is crazy.
But they put blood. They put red and blood red. I just realized that too. That's stupid. So it's funny because now my favorite color right now is orange, but it switches. I don't really have a. It'll go like pink. So my top colors are pink. Purple, black, but black isn't like not that I don't consider it. It's the absence of color. So like when somebody's like, "It's your favorite color, black or white?" Even if it is, I never pick those because I'm like, that's not necessarily a color. Okay, so what do you do on the weekends?
Well, my favorite color flickers too.
Is it blue?
Blue, purple, and green.
Purple's dope, and purple's not on here. They it's suck. Not.
So what do you think I do on the weekends?
You do a lot of shows. You perform a lot, but that's not on here.
Not so really.
That you do a show like every weekend. Every time I talk to you, you're about to go to a show now.
Yeah, I am. But
you perform at least 3 or 4 times a week, it seems.
Not anymore. No.
It seems like it. But I know you like to talk to your grandma and hang out with your family. So I want to call my parents. But it also seems like you just be chilling. Like, you either be chilling, but you're always in the car. Like, you're always in the car.
It's annoying.
You saying, I'm going to call my parents just because it seems like you're with, like, your family a lot. I think you got a pretty big family. So you're always like, yeah, I'm with my cousin. Not that cousin, that other cousin. I'm at my uncle's house, and then we're going to my grandma's house because it's our birthdays tomorrow. I'm going to call my parents because that's like hanging out with my family.
Yeah, I'll just say, I'll give you that. Hanging out with family would be, because I don't call my parents. Like, I do, but not like that. But
that's the closest one to like seeing my family because hanging out with friends is friends. But it seems like you spend a lot of time with your family, or you want
I do.
To.
I spend a lot of time with family. Even like I was telling you before, like my friend, the majority of my friends are cousins. So, yeah. I said spot on.
Friendship.
But I do be liking, I just be chilling everywhere I go, though. I be in the car a lot. Everywhere I'm at, I just be chilling.
Just in the car. Chilling ain't on here either, so that's why I was like.
For you, what do you do on the weekends? What? I don't think you party. I think you're out of that age range.
Rude.
I'm just saying, people your age typically, time. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You guys matured.
Yeah.
You're not there yet. You're boring.
Yo, he's rude. He's wild. Get the damn answer.
I don't.
He over here doing elimination rounds.
Okay, I'd say Reed. I'd say.
That's all I do. That's it. A reader train would have been because I just work out and read. That's all
you
I
know
do.
What? Because when I said train, I thought of actual train, like choo choo.
Oh, well, okay. So I want me to pick train.
Yeah, I thought traveling, but no, I don't want you to pick train. No,
go read. Yeah, he's trying to make me weak out here. All right, what's your favorite anime? So this is based more on personality, and I know it's not. I'm giving you Attack on Titan, and I know it's not, but it's menace energy. Attack on Titan is menace energy. And I know it's not your favorite. About Dragon Ball Z is your favorite. But how do they have this with no Dragon Ball Z?
I don't even like Attack on Titan like at all.
I know. It's menace
I don't like energy. The energy. Yeah, I don't like it's too serious for me.
It's very gory. But I want you to pick it because you have menace energy.
Gotcha. My menace energy is not that menacing.
It's not. It's Dennis the Menace energy. You be getting in it. Like you be.
I be getting in the shit.
Yeah,
I'd be doing shit and it'd be fun.
Dennis the Menace.
For you, if I didn't know, I mean, I don't know, so I don't think I've ever seen Persona 5. I would take you as an Attack on Titan person.
You know what's funny? I don't. Maya watches Attack on Titan. I don't watch Attack on Titan.
You know what? You told me that. You did tell me that.
You want me to? I'll pick it if you want.
Yeah, no, that's what I originally said. So I want you to pick it.
You know what's funny? I really like Inuyasha. Inuyasha is my favorite.
I was gonna say Inuyasha actually, but I was like, nah, she seemed like she beat ass. So
okay, so now we got our answers. Who's yours? And then read the description. I told you, read the description.
Well, that's who you picked. That's who you picked.
You menace. Pick the.
You picked that. I
pick. Read the description.
Okay. Bakugo Katsuki. Like Bakugo, you tend to be angered easily and can sometimes get so mad you explode. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. I can never pronounce this dude. I'm not good at pronouncing names.
Please, oh, that's Red Riot.
Yeah, but how do you pronounce his real name?
It's too blurred. I can't see.
Karishima, but I can't say his first name. Ijiro? I don't like. Yeah, they're going to get on my ass.
Ijiro.
Just like Karishima, right? You're always there for your friends and you're really caring. Not simp energy, but yeah, I am. Not and
I
the thing
see
is,
that.
I don't have that. A lot of friends, so like I am there for my friends that I do have. I have a very small circle of friends, and those friends I care a lot about. And if something's wrong with them, I do want to help them, not monetarily, and also not physically being there. I'm not gonna go anywhere. But if you call me and you want to talk, I'm gonna give you some life advice, and then I'm gonna go read a book and lay down. So yeah, I do care, but I'm not gonna. Physically do anything. I might fight somebody for you, but I'm not gonna.
I'm not her friend, guys, and she admitted that.
That's a lie. I just talked to you.
That's not a lie because when she saw me get jumped before, she let it happen.
Yo,
she
okay.
let it happen. She
see,
didn't
now we
care.
Gotta pause real quick.
She didn't care. She let me get jumped.
Okay, real quick story. We're not gonna drag this on. This man been so mad about this. This happened last. This happened 2021, July. We are in January of 2022, or actually this is probably gonna drop in February, so we're in February magic time. Joey was dressed up as a giant Reptar. He was giving shots. It was great. I don't know if they felt his menace energy. I don't know what was going on, but a bandit group of children started beating his ass. They start stomping him out. They was kicking him, and I was so high and shocked I didn't know what to do. I was just like, hey, stop that.
Hey,
now, to be fair, he's trying to put it all on me. It was also Max the Slayer, who, if you watch All Dev Gaming, you're familiar with. And then, here's the part that he be leaving out. his cousin, and his significant other were there. And they've known him substantially longer than we have.
My cousin actually agreed. It's messed up on for everyone's behalf, not just you. I'm just talking to you. My cousin told me, I told him, when I'm in this suit, you got to be my bodyguard because I can't see anything. And you have to make sure nobody fucks with me. He let me get jumped and walked away. He walked away.
He did walk away. And that's the funniest part. You preemptively told him. And he like, Ross, I thought you was going to help me. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you stayed there the whole time.
I was like, damn, they beating his ass. I recorded it too. And then I sent him the footage like immediately after. I didn't even wait.
Funny, but like
that shit was hilarious. I didn't even wait for you to like be okay. I was like, nah, you need this footage. Here you go, free content. All right, so now we're gonna take the quiz, with our own answers. And it's funny because I agree with most of the answers that you said. So I'm gonna switch up probably a couple.
I refreshed the whole page.
I did too. Wait a minute. Okay, I'll wait till you answer because this is hilarious.
What would your friends describe you as?
Oh, you have to read it. Just take it. Because we already read it.
I would assume. Well, I'm just going to say the answers that I would have thought.
Like, oh, wait. Take it first and then read it after.
Okay.
Read your answers after. Because I already got mine. While Joey's taking his, I'll tell y'all what I got. So, brave for what friends would describe me as. What I do in my free time, read. My favorite color, orange. What I do on weekends, train. And favorite anime, Inuyasha. And once Joey reads his, I will tell you what I got because it's hilarious. Do 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 do. And I'm actually kind of not laughing, but I wasn't expecting this to be my answer based off of what I put. I want to actually take another one and see if it's the same, but I'll do that on my own time, not on you guys' time. Are you done, Joey?
Oh, hell no.
Who'd you get?
I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Let me see. I probably can't either. Read it. I can't either.
Like Ochako, you can be adorable and soft. You are always there for your friends.
You are so adorable. You are so adorable.
Why you laughed that hard? Why you laughed that hard?
It's because you are adorable. All right. So I got Bakugo. I got Bakugo.
That makes sense.
Like Bakugo, you tend to be angered easily and can sometimes get so bad you explode. Yes, I fight people. That's why it's just duality is such a thing because, yeah, I get mad and I like to fight and I'll sock you out if I have to. But also, I'm caring and there for my friends. Joey likes to fight people and he gets mad. But also, he's sweet and soft and adorable.
Wait, what are you going to say?
I was just saying both of those things can exist.
I was going to say, I think it's like two different. You know, the two different sides thing.
Yeah, the yin and yang.
Yeah, and normally when I'm in like a more energetic mood, well, actually every mood besides my just chilling mood, I guess it's like a Bakugo energy kind of. But if I'm just chilling, it's more her. So basically when I wake up and like if I'm, like I said, just chilling,
you're like, flowers. So yeah. That's fun. You know what's funny? Because that is what that is. It's like, we all have, you know, a mask. We have to, just how you exist in the world. So you're the first one, the one that we pick for each other is like the perception. You know what I mean? It's the perception, how we're perceived and that stuff. So I'm perceived by a lot of people. It's just like, you know, nice and friendly and all that stuff. And you're perceived, you do be fighting people. So I guess that's your perception. It's funny because I would have thought you got the other way. But on the inside, when we're just chilling, I guess I just be angry and be socking people out, and then you be like all sweet and adorable and want to go pick some flowers.
Angry and socking people. Wow.
Yo, inside I do be like, it's I like, oh, you know, get a little upset, but nobody's really seen me get mad. I haven't got mad in like a very long time. I used to like black out anger type shit. So yeah, it's internal now.
I try not to let I try not to let that out as well. Like I
it's a lot.
Yeah, I don't like people. So I guess there's levels to it for me. Like there's like the regular perception, which I deem is like Dennis the Menace. But like you can get past that if I let it, which I typically don't. But the people who do, like where it does slip by, that's when it's just like I'm just it's soccer. Like what you want to do?
You talk a lot of shit, so I also think that's where you got the Bakugo. It's also not just even you just fighting people. You just talk shit. You talk so much shit. You talk so hella shit. You talk so much shit
because it's fun.
We was playing My Hero the other day. I'm like, yo, I'm about to beat his ass in real life. Like, I'm about to sock Joey the fuck out. Like, we friends and I fuck with you, but today is the day. You about to get rocked. And I'll buy this flight. That's how bad I was. I'll get a flight and then fly right back. Meet me at the airport. In the front. It's a felony inside. Meet me in the front.
I don't even think I'm good at talking shit. Like, I think I enjoy doing it, and so I have a don't stop.
That's what it is. It's not like you're like witty. You're not coming up with clever things. You're just like fuck you, ha ha, fuck you, ha 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 ha, ha ha
ha.
You
trash, ha ha.
Yo, that's literally all it is for like an hour, but it doesn't stop. It's an hour even when you're losing. You're like so and yeah, lost and what? So do it again, lose again. Wait, did it freeze? Not, it froze. I didn't want to have to edit. Damn it. Let me see. Dang it. It froze. I think it's still recording. Okay. I was like, I don't want to have to edit this.
Yeah, so I've realized I'm more annoying than I can be annoying. Yeah.
Bakugo is annoying as fuck, though. First, like, you just be talking shit and don't let up.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh god, so that actually wraps this episode, Joey.
So it was fun.
It was fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I always like talking shit.
I definitely had. I wanted to comment on the. We didn't read our answers.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah. I knew we left off something. Okay, go ahead.
For the friends describing you? I didn't really know. I would have assumed caring. For what I like to do in my free time, I picked hang out with friends, which is kind of what you picked. No, you said watch TV. I don't like to watch TV. What's my favorite color out of all of these colors? I picked orange. What you do on the weekends? I picked hang out with friends. What's my favorite anime? I forgot all about Haikyuu. They spelled it wrong. Haikyuu is definitely my top three. Probably my top two. I like that more than My Hero. I forgot all about it because I haven't watched it in years. Because they haven't made anything new with it in a while. But yeah, I really liked Haikyuu. And My Hero would come after Haikyuu. But I like Pokemon too, but the anime sucks. I like the movies.
The
games?
Movies are fire. The movies are definitely fire.
Yeah, they have my favorite movies. And yeah, that's all they're on.
Well, thank you. Either way, thank you, Mr. Purse. Do you have anything coming up, or is there anything you want, you know, people follow you on or anything like that?
Instagram at Joey Purse. That's it. I don't have nothing coming up.
Do you have a TikTok page?
Yeah.
What is it?
Joey Purse.
I'm about to slap you.
If you want to follow me on YouTube, Joey Purse too.
All of those things. And aren't you on Twitch?
I am, but I don't really upload. I don't really get on that much. I want to start though. That's a Joey Purse too, if you want to follow that.
Ooh, yeah. What should you do on the weekend? Practice those promotional skills. I am Roxy Hayes. I'm teaching them, y'all. All right, I'm Roxy Hayes. Follow me on all my social media. It's all Roxy Hayes, or XXY, Haze. I'm about to start streaming on Twitch 2 or 3 times a week. So like I said, check that out. Also, this Bedtime Bitchin' will be dropping twice a month, bi-monthly at 7:30 p.m. So if you are watching this on Patreon, thank you so much for being a Patreon subscriber. If you're listening to this on audio and want to see the video and want to get the behind the scenes, make sure you subscribe to my Patreon. My other podcast is Tell Me a Story Roxy. That is a storytelling podcast where I talk about my life. And then also check out Anti-Meridium, which is my Monday morning podcast where I talk about how to start your week, how to be productive and stuff like that. One more time, thank you to my guest, Joey Purse. Thank you to all my My Hero Academia fans. I'm about to be super corny. Make sure you go plus ultra today. Always go plus ultra. Have a good day. Bye.
Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly nigga. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck about what you want.